Don't give up comfort for style. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look good while feeling comfortable. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, last week marked 1 year since the current government was formed and Micheál Martin became Taoiseach for a second time. But how has the Fianna Fáil leader performed over the last 12 months? Our chief reporter, Barry White, is with me now. Barry, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
It hasn't been a year short of controversy, that's for sure.
No, Pat, it certainly hasn't. Within the first month of this government, there was the Dáil speaking rights controversy, with the opposition accusing the Taoiseach of striking what they called a grubby little deal with independent TD Michael Lowry. That issue lingered, and the opposition still regularly referred to the Lowry independence when criticising this government. Then, of course, there was the presidential election and the Jim Gavin debacle, an episode that almost cost Micheál Martin his job as Fianna Fáil leader. It raised questions about his political judgments. He came under significant pressure from within his own party, but a pre-Christmas internal report largely seemed to have diffused those tensions. However, Pat, a Business Post Red Sea poll yesterday has increased the pressure on Micheál Martin again. Fianna Fáil are currently sitting on 15%, the lowest they've been in the poll since April 2024. And aside from those controversies, Pat, Micheál Martin has spent a considerable amount of time abroad in his first 12 months.
Yeah, I mean, you can point to the reasons why he might be going to A, B or C, but does he need to do it all? So travel has drawn some criticism. And I suppose when you look at his diary, the overall amount of time spent overseas has really caused a bit of controversy.
It has, Pat, and just earlier this month, Micheál Martin undertook a five-day state visit to China, as we know. That was aimed at boosting trade relations. But while he was there, he was criticised by Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary, who dubbed him Marco Polo Martin. O'Leary accused the Taoiseach of wasting time on foreign trips instead of delivering on the government's year-old programme for governments, particularly the promise to scrap the Dublin Airport passenger cap as soon as possible. And the Ryanair CEO actually doubled down on this at a press conference in Dublin last week. Here's a reminder of what Michael O'Leary had to say.
Where's our Taoiseach, the man driving the programme for government? He's off in China, having his photograph taken. A four-day state visit, lots of pomp and ceremony, lots of photographs. Get your arse home here, get your backside home here, and deliver for the people who elected you. You know, he's worse than the bloody chieftains. He's permanently on tour, so he doesn't have to do any work here at home. This is a man who likes to, you know, loves being out of the country, getting his photograph taken, meeting more leaders, you know, burnishing his ego, while nothing gets done at home. You know, the simplest delivery in their government programme, which is now 12 months old, was to scrap the Dublin Airport cap as soon as possible. And yet, nothing has been done on that. Very little done on housing, very little done on infrastructure.
Now, that's Michael O'Leary in his customary colourful way. But Barry, you've been looking into the Taoiseach's travels. How many trips abroad has Micheál Martin made in his first year as Taoiseach?
Well, Pat, since taking office on January 23rd last year, Micheál Martin has made 25 foreign trips. That's when you include him being in Davos for the World Economic Forum and a meeting of European leaders in Brussels last week. That's the equivalent of the Taoiseach travelling abroad every fortnight in the past year. Now, to put that into context, 8 of those trips were to Brussels for European Council meetings, trips he would almost certainly have been criticised for not attending. He also travelled to Wales and Liverpool for a UK-Ireland summit and a British-Irish Council meeting. He attended the funeral of Pope Francis in Rome and visited London to meet UK Prime Minister
Keir Starmer.
None of
that is controversial, and it is kind of expected, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Were there other trips, though?
Yeah, there were also trips to Luxembourg, France and Belgium for various diplomatic meetings and conferences, many of which were unavoidable aspects of the job, Pat. However, beyond Europe, the Taoiseach has also travelled much further afield. He visited the United States twice for St. Patrick's Day and the UN General Assembly, travelled to Canada to meet Mark Carney, the Canadian Prime Minister, attended COP30 in Brazil, the G20 in South Africa, an African Union-European Union summit in Angola, and most recently a state visit to China. Earlier in 2025, he also undertook a state visit to Japan. And Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald says the government should be more focused on domestic issues rather than international travel.
Anybody in the position of Taoiseach has to, of course, deal with international affairs has to represent the country and the government, and we all accept that. But what Micheál Martin seeks to do is to distract attention from domestic issues, from the fact that we have a cost of living crisis, that our housing crisis is worsening, that so many of our children and young people are leaving Ireland, and they're not doing so voluntarily as Micheál Martin does, to go away in business, but too many of them are emigrating and not seeing an opportunity to come back. And they wish to distract from all of that by operating and trying to turn attention to international affairs solely. I don't think that's going to work. The Taoiseach's first responsibility is domestically here to people that rely on government, not to ignore them, not to break promises, not to be the do-nothing government, but to actually listen, to hear and to deliver. And in that they have failed. And certainly Micheál Martin being away again and again and again and choosing to cast himself as an international actor rather than doing his work and doing the hard graft of being a Taoiseach for the Irish people certainly doesn't help.
The Taoiseach's been on 24 trips abroad in the last year. Look, things like the European Council in Brussels and UK-Ireland summit meetings, like, he has to attend them. But he's been to Brazil, Japan, he's in China.
He's been working up his air miles.
South Africa, Angola, the United States, Canada. Is he out of the country too much?
Well, I would say to him to knuckle down and get the job done here at home. We all accept and acknowledge, of course, there are international engagements that have to be fulfilled. I mean, I'd be the first to advocate for that. But very often you see the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, a whole squad of them overseas at different events. And I know that certainly makes me scratch my head. I wonder. And there has to be an honesty here. Meanwhile, all of this international travel is happening. Some of it necessary, other parts of it not. Meanwhile, back at home, what are people living with? A cost of living crisis, a housing crisis, a do-nothing government, an incompetent government.
Now, Barry, how does Micheál Martin's travel agenda compare to previous Taoiseach?
Well, Pat, it's not a perfect comparison, but it's instructive. Simon Harris was Taoiseach for 9 months before Micheál Martin, and in that time he made 15 trips abroad, which would roughly equate to around 20 trips over a full year. Most of Simon Harris's travel was within Europe, though. He did visit the United States twice, once for the UN General Assembly and once to meet the then US President Joe Biden at the White House. Before that, in his first year as Taoiseach, from December 2022 to December 2023, Leo Varadkar made 20 overseas trips, 16 within Europe, along with state visits to South Korea, COP28 in Dubai and the UN General Assembly in New York. As for the benefits of these trips, Pat, people argue that these trips strengthen Ireland's international standing and trade relationships. For example, just days after Micheál Martin's recent visit to China, it was announced that the Chinese market for Irish beef would reopen. So if Micheál Martin hadn't travelled to China, would that announcement have been made? The government seemed to argue that it wouldn't have.
Well, there are elements of esteem. If your top man or woman goes to visit these countries, it's showing, if you like, respect to those countries. And often it can bring results.
Yeah. So why these trips abroad, or why the Taoiseach's trips abroad in the last year, Pat, have been criticised by certain people, there are many others who say these trips are for the good of Ireland, for the good of the country. And former Irish ambassador to the US, the UK and Germany, Daniel Mulhall, says there is no doubt these visits deliver real value for Ireland.
Well, they have huge benefits, but it depends on the context and it depends on the country. So, for example, you know, many countries, for example, if the Taoiseach visits a European Union country, then the discussions will be about European Union affairs. And that's perfectly reasonable, especially at the moment when we're preparing to take on the presidency of the EU in the second half of the year. It is extremely important that our ministers and the Taoiseach should go around and get to meet the key people in the various EU countries. If it's a place further afield, like the recent visit to China, there it's largely, I think, a matter of trying to promote an Irish trade agenda. When you go to the United States, it's very largely investment promotion, meeting the CEOs of the major US companies who are investing in Ireland or companies that might want to invest. And it's also, in America, a political thing, because you want to talk to people in the administration, in Congress, and you want to talk to Irish Americans who can be very influential in a whole range of ways. So it depends on the context as to what the purpose and the value of a visit may be.
Some of the criticism aimed at Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, is he's never in the country. He should be more focused on domestic issues. He's been on 24 trips abroad this year, visiting places like Japan, China, the United States, obviously, to coincide with St. Patrick's Day. But these visits, would you say, in the long run, they will be beneficial to Ireland?
Yes. Look, the Taoiseach is a member of an exclusive club. And that club is the club of people who are heads of government around the world. And diplomats can do so much. Ministers can do so much. But ultimately, the power in these countries often rests with prime ministers. And the Taoiseach is the only one who can connect with them at their level. And so a chance to sit down opposite a powerful person like Donald Trump or President Xi in China, these are opportunities you don't give up. It doesn't mean that you necessarily agree with everything that they do or say, but you feel a need, and you should feel a need as Taoiseach, to connect with those people and to try to advance an Irish agenda. I would say that the world is in such a state at the moment. There's such a lot of uncertainty and trouble in the world that travelling for a Taoiseach and for ministers of government is more important now than ever before. And therefore, I would say the Taoiseach needs to be out and about there because he's the only one who can connect with prime ministers at their level.
Former Irish ambassador to the US, UK, Germany, Dan Mulhall there. Barry, finally, are Micheál Martin's foreign trips likely to continue into 2026?
Yeah, Pat, look, very much so, I suppose, given the state of the world, and particularly with Ireland set to hold the EU presidency in the second half of this year, that will inevitably involve extensive travel and engagement with other European leaders. And Pat, look, Micheál Martin isn't alone in facing criticism over foreign travel. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has been nicknamed Never Hear Keir by some of his own colleagues because of the amount of time he spent abroad. But Pat, the Taoiseach's travel plans are likely to come under renewed scrutiny again next month, with calls already being made for him not to meet US President Donald Trump at the White House at around St. Patrick's Day. And in Dublin, I've been asking people whether they think Micheál Martin has spent too much time abroad over the last 12 months.
You know, I think he is, because really, you talk, he doesn't carry a lot of weight, you know. He's probably doing as good as he can do, but...
So do you think when the Taoiseach goes to places like China and Africa and other places, yeah, it doesn't really, does it make a difference?
I don't know, does it? I haven't seen it make any difference. I mean, they bought an embassy there, but there's a ton of more Chinese. They've closed it since. So, I don't know.
And what about St. Patrick's Day?
I think they should stay at home here.
You don't think you should go?
I know, sorry. Well, not because of the thing that's going on this year, but I think you shouldn't go anyway. You know, it's our...
Not because of Donald Trump?
Well, not only Donald Trump's, but just every year. You know, it doesn't bring any benefit to us, does it?
Yes, I do hear lots about him being out of the country, but I'm not sure how many trips he has been on. Do you know how many trips?
He's been away 25 times. In the last year, if you count his trip to Davos and Brussels this week. But I suppose in his defence, he will say that when he's going on these state visits or when he's going to Brussels for European Parliament meetings, it's for the benefit of the country.
Yeah, I can definitely understand the European meetings being of benefit to Ireland. I suppose you have to attend those, but there are a lot of outside of Europe meetings or visits that he does. And I don't think I do understand how that directly benefits Ireland, and the Taoiseach does seem to be here in Ireland more as we do have a lot of our own problems.
I think it's a bit too much now. I think you should probably stay in the country a bit more, you know.
Why do you think you should stay in the country more? Should it be focusing more on, I suppose, our own issues? Like
our own issues, basically, yeah. It focuses a bit more on our own issues. I think we've enough issues in Ireland to kind of solve them here first before we go elsewhere, you know.
But when the Taoiseach goes on state visits to places like Japan, China, or when he goes to, I suppose, the United States and St. Patrick's Day, do you not think that is for the benefit of the country, or do you see any benefits?
Yeah, like the likes of that is, you know, but different types of kind of visits for different types of purposes kind of thing.
And regarding the St. Patrick's Day trip, do you think you should go in March?
Definitely, yeah, definitely, 100%, yeah.
Even though
it's very important,
there's a lot of controversy around Donald Trump.
Yeah, but look, kind of keep our kind of relationship, you know, whatever was going on elsewhere, it's not really got to do with us, you know.
That report from our chief reporter, Barry White.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.